Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 30th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be milder today with a high of 58 and a low of 32. Look for sunny skies. In our top story, over 20 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, the world is set to face another hurdle in moving past the virus, the Omicron variant. Doctors in South Africa recently discovered the mutation and cases have been reported in South Africa and surrounding countries. Since then, the World Health Organization has designated Omicron a variant of concern, its most severe categorization of variants. So far, no cases have been reported in the United States, but there is concern about it being highly transmissible and not evading immunity. But more research needs to be done to learn more about it and its effects. For now, health officials encourage vaccinations. The governor will give a COVID update today at 3 p.m. In central North Carolina, crews are battling a forest fire that has continued into a third day at Pilot Mountain State Park. Officials say the fire has burned hundreds of acres so far due to strong winds. Officials don't know yet what caused it but have said it likely was caused by humans in some way. The fire comes during a very dry season in North Carolina. The governor said he has been in contact with local fire departments. So far, nearby landowners have not been evacuated and are not in harm's way. In Durham, a city council member said police pay and staffing will be top priorities as the city puts all ideas and tools on the table to fight gun violence. Councilman Mark Anthony Middleton spoke with the News and Observer after a shooting at the streets at South Point Mall on Black Friday. Three people were shot and three others were injured as crowds panicked by gunfire rushed for the exits of the shopping center in southern Durham. Durham police said a man who was shot remains hospitalized. The other two people who were shot, including a 10-year-old hit by a ricocheted bullet, were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released on Friday. Today is Giving Tuesday, a time to help out area nonprofits. If you're looking for some ideas of groups to donate to, head to newsobserver.com for our list of organizations that help the homeless, animals, those who are sick, families and more. And finally, acclaimed chef Scott Crawford is gearing up to open his newest restaurant, Crawford Cookshop. The restaurant is his first venture into a casual restaurant, with daily specials like fried chicken and smoked prime rib, sandwiches, snacks and a large bar. The restaurant will be in downtown Clayton and Johnston County and is scheduled to open Friday. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.